KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Hawkeyes took control early in the second half as they raced away to a 68-52 win over Indiana State in the opening round of the NIT last night. The Hawkeyes overcame a slow start that saw them rally from 8 points down in the opening half to take a 31-30 lead at the break.
So it took everything we had to come back and, you know, get up by one at halftime. So we're happy to be up. Missed a couple free throws. Felt like we could have been up four or five, but came out at the start of the second half and extended it, and then continued to extend it. And that's the sign of a real good team.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Sycamores hit back-to-back three-pointers to open up the game, and they were up 23-15 before the Hawkeyes roared back.
They got a lot of offensive weapons, and they came out, and they're fresh. You know, we wore them down with our depth, and you know, we got them locked up in the second half.
Well, the Hawks held Indiana State guard Jake Odom to just 5 points on 2 of 6 from the floor.
You know, we used our size. We corralled him off of ball screens. And, you know, we kept our hands up. We didn't go for a shot fake. We didn't put him on a free throw line. He's 0-for-0 from the free throw line. This is a guy who, you know, he leads that league in free throw shooting, 227 attempts. So we kept him off the line. You have to do that when you play these guys.
Zach McCabe had all 8 of his points during a less than 2 minute span of the second half as the Hawkeyes built their lead to 13.
You know, we just came out slow, sluggish. You know, we just can't do that. You know, letting him get those 2 threes, I think, you know, woke us up a little bit. And, you know, we just started playing our game and, you know, just started getting stops on defense.
Roy Devon Marble had 24 points to lead the Hawkeyes as they'll return to action at home on Friday night. They'll host a Stony Brook team that upset UMass on the road. We'll have that game for you Friday evening here on KJAN. 7:30 is pregame. That game tips off at 8:30 on Friday evening. In other NIT first-round action, Stony Brook a winner over UMass, 71-58. Southern Miss beat Charleston Southern, 78-71. Mercer over Tennessee, 75-67. Providence topping Charlotte, 75-66. Arizona State beat Detroit, 83-68. And Baylor big over Long Beach State, 112-66. In the CIT last night, the UNI basketball team jumped out to a 10-2 lead and never trailed as the Panthers defeated North Dakota 77-66 in an opening round game in the CollegeInsider.com tournament. The Panthers were up by as many as 19, and North Dakota never got any closer than 9 points in the second half.
The first 30 minutes, I thought we were really sharp and just about everything that we did. Guys were good defensively. The only stretch was around the 5-6 minute mark when we were up 16-20, and then we had 3 or 4 possessions where we didn't get anything, and they were able to get themselves, you know, get it down to 10, and then it's a game with 3.5-4 minutes left. They still got a chance to win at that point. Other than that 3 minute stretch where we were empty on some possessions, I thought we really played well.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Panthers had not played in nearly 2 weeks, but they didn't show any signs of rust offensively as they connected on 9 three-pointers and hit 51% of their shots from the floor. Anthony James led UNI with 24 points, while Seth Tuttle and Mark Sonnen both scored 19. James says some good practices led to a strong performance from the Panthers.
You know, we had a great practice the other day. Was it yesterday, the day before? You know, we was just real locked down defensively, and that's kind of what we wanted to do today. So we had a lot of energy coming into this game, and you know, with the start we had was good for us. You know, it's been a while since we played, but I think overall we did a good job tonight.
Well, the Panthers will play again Saturday night in another home game at the McLeod Center against an opponent to be determined. Jacobson says that with a short turnaround, the Panthers will have to focus on improving before that game on Saturday. In other CIT first round action last night, it was Oral Roberts beating Texas Arlington 84-76, Canisius beating Elon 69-53, UC Irvine topping High Point 80-71, Weber State over Cal Poly 85-43, Air Force down Hawaii 69-65, Kent State beating Fairfield 73-71, Tulane over South Alabama 84-73, and Bradley beat Green Bay 75-69. In CBI first-round play last night, Wright State beat Tulsa 72-52. It was Houston edging Texas 73-72, Richmond topping Bryant 76-71. In overtime, Western Michigan a 72-71 winner over North Dakota State. Purdue beat Western Illinois 81-67, and Illinois-Chicago topping Chicago State 80-69. Well, James Madison is celebrating its first NCAA tournament win in 30 years. The Dukes got 20 points from A.J. Davis and a 68-55 win over LIU Bradley in the opening round. The victory earned the Dukes a meeting with top seed Indiana in the first round. Tyrone Garland led LaSalle's guard-driven offense with 22 points, and the Explorers shot 63% in an 80-71 win over Boise State. The 13th-seeded Explorers will play 4th-seeded Kansas State on Friday. Well, Missouri Valley Conference Commissioner Doug Elgin says there's no rush to replace Creighton, which is leaving for the new Big East. Elgin said his league, which will be down to 9 members June 30th, is studying potential candidates. He said preference would be given to schools in the geographic footprint of the Valley with a strong basketball tradition. Media reports list Denver, Milwaukee, and Belmont as possibilities. Creighton Athletic Director Bruce Rasmussen said the Big East will provide an opportunity to recruit the highest level of players and help the school achieve its goal of being a consistent top 25 men's basketball program. Valley spokesman Mike Kern says Creighton will forfeit about $325,000 in distributions because they're leaving with less than a year's notice. Well, Syracuse has been under investigation for possible NCAA violations, mostly in the basketball program, for at least a year, according to two media reports. CBSSports.com, citing an unidentified source, is reporting the school has received a letter of preliminary inquiry from the NCAA. The Post-Standard reported NCAA investigators have been conducting interviews with Syracuse employees and former employees. The newspaper said the investigation includes the handling of former player Fab Mello's academic eligibility. In 2012, the star center was declared ineligible for the NCAA tournament days before it started. The school also acknowledged last year that the college sports governing body had inquired into old allegations that players were allowed to practice and play despite being in violation of the school's drug policy. New Mexico basketball coach Steve Alford has agreed to a new 10-year contract that could bring him up to $2 million per season, including base salary, bonuses, and incentives. Alford has the Lobos in the NCAA tournament for the third time in 4 years. And their 29 wins this season are the second most in that school's history. In the NBA last night, Miami topping Cleveland 98-95. Charlotte beat Toronto 107-101. Atlanta down Milwaukee 98-90. New York over Orlando 106-94. New Orleans beating Boston 87-86. Brooklyn beat Dallas 113-96. Memphis needed overtime to top Oklahoma City 90-89. Houston over Utah 100-93. San Antonio beating Golden State 104-93. Washington edging Phoenix 88-79. And the LA Clippers topping Philadelphia 101-72. In the National Hockey League last night, 4 was the lucky number. Toronto beat Tampa Bay 4-2. It was Minnesota 4-2 over Detroit. Colorado beat Dallas 4-3. San Jose in a shootout wins 4-3 over Edmonton. And it was Anaheim, a 4-2 winner over Chicago. NHL general managers discussed reducing the size of goalie equipment and increasing video review, and the league and NHL Players Association expressed a desire to grandfather in mandatory visors. Current rules allow goalie pads to go 55% of the way between your knee and your pelvis. Matthew Schneider, a special assistant to NHLPA Executive Director Donald Fehr, said players should rely on their own talents rather than the equipment. Both sides seemed in favor of the visors. Well, Iowa's among the teams hoping to dethrone Penn State as the NCAA wrestling championships get underway this morning in Des Moines. The Nittany Lions are favored to win their third consecutive NCAA title, but Iowa, Minnesota, and Oklahoma State are all expected to put up a stiff challenge. Iowa coach Tom Brand says having thousands of fans in the stands wearing black and gold can't hurt.
I don't know how much of an advantage that is unless you go out and wrestle hard. And that's what we got to do. One match at a time, all the things that you guys are used to hearing coaches say, but we just got to be ready to have 9 guys going forward the way that they can go forward.
The Hawkeyes qualified 9 wrestlers in the 10 weight classes. Brands notes that his team can't afford to be up and down with their performance, which is how he described the Hawkeyes season.
We know that we have to do some damage along the way, and it has to be damage in our favor. And that's 9 guys doing what our 9 guys can do very consistently, and we can't have up and down. I mean, you can look at the Big Ten, it was an up and down tournament as well. Can't have up and down.
Well, the Hawkeyes finished 3rd at the Big Ten tournament without an individual champion. Penn State, led by Coach Cale Sanderson, has all 10 of its wrestlers in Des Moines. 2 are returning champions. Sanderson's alma mater, Iowa State, is the host school, and the Cyclones have 7 wrestlers competing.
4 of our athletes wrestling are from the state of Iowa. They wrestled their state championship here in Wells Fargo. 3 of them won state championships here in Wells Fargo, 2 of them multiple times. So we're excited.
That's Iowa State coach Kevin Jackson. Northern Iowa also has four wrestlers competing in this weekend's NCAA tournament. A retired Northwest Missouri State football coach Mel Churchma is returning to the Maryville School, this time as the director of athletics. Northwest Missouri State announced Wednesday that the renowned ex-coach will begin his new role in mid-April. Churchma, now 66, won three NCAA Division II national championships at Northwest Missouri State before announcing his retirement in December of 2010. He retired with a record of 183-32 over 17 seasons. His Bearcats won 12 MIAA championships and also played in four other NCAA championship games. As AD, he succeeds Ren Baker, who resigned earlier this month for a job at the University of Memphis. Churchma said in a news release that Northwest Missouri has a rich and outstanding tradition. He vowed to ensure the athletic program continues to thrive and improve. Longtime Alabama athletic director Mal Moore is stepping down to become special assistant to the president. The 73-year-old Moore says it's due to factors related to his health. He's been hospitalized at Duke University Medical Center for pulmonary problems. Moore has been the Crimson Tide's athletic director since 1999 after playing and coaching under Paul Bear Bryant. Well, the Chicago Bears are parting ways with eight-time Pro Bowl linebacker Brian Urlacher after 13 years after the two sides failed to agree on a contract. General manager Phil Emery says the two sides decided to move forward after reaching the impasse. For years, the heart and the face of the franchise, Urlacher now is a free agent. He missed the last four games of his career with the Bears with a hamstring injury. Urlacher started 180 games from 2000 to 2012, recording a team record 1,779 tackles. He was the AP's Defensive Player of the Year in 2005. Chairman Brian McCaskey says the team wished its humble superstar the best. NFL owners have passed a player safety rule barring ball carriers from using the crown of their helmets to make contact with a defender in the open field. The owners have also voted to eliminate the tuck rule, which was one of the most criticized rules in pro football. Now, if a quarterback loses control of the ball before he has fully protected it after opting not to throw, it's a fumble. Video review now will be allowed on plays when a coach challenges, even though he's not allowed to, but the coach will be penalized or lose a timeout, depending upon when he threw the challenge flag. And the Pro Bowl will return to Honolulu next January, and again will be played the week before the Super Bowl. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.